So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. Welcome to the Vegan Fitness Podcast. And in this episode, I will bust 3 myths that vegans believe to be true. These 3 things really grind my gears and hold you back from making the real impact, the real V gains that you want to see, the fat loss, the muscle gains. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. It will be a tough one, but a good one. So enjoy it. And yeah, give the podcast, if you enjoyed this podcast, if you feel like Fritz is doing a great job, then please go to iTunes, scroll down, and give this podcast a rating. It's really appreciated and helps me grow a lot. I appreciate you. I appreciate your support. And yeah, enjoy the episode. 3 myths vegans believe to be true. Welcome to another live stream / podcast. I'm so pumped for you to be here today. We'll crush these myths one by one. And these 3 core myths I feel like are so ingrained in a lot of vegans in this vegan lifestyle. And also in the brains of a lot of vegan fitness enthusiasts, such as what I found is to be true. Celine, so great to see you here. You're crushing it in the academy. You're crushing it in the coaching. So glad to see you here in the live stream, in the community. And yeah, people, like I said, people who want to build muscle, want to lose fat in the vegan community, believe these 3 things. I don't know why, but they believe these 3 things and they really hold them back. So I want to crush these 3 myths so you can finally get moving towards the goals, finally achieve the transformation you're looking for as a plant-based lifter to make the V-gains by saving the planet. So that's what I want to talk about today. And you need to stop believing these 3 myths, else you will never reach your goal. Or guess what? Let me put it another way. You will take way longer. You will waste years of your life if you don't overcome these 3 myths that I will share with you. And you will take way longer to achieve these goals. And actually, like these myths, are spread by the society a lot of the time, by society, and also by vegan influencers, that you know. I don't want to tell you any names, you know the names, but they are spread by them because they don't know better, or they don't know what people they're talking to, because a lot of you are already vegan, you want to build muscle, you want to lose the fat, and you want to thrive, and for a lot of you, these myths just don't are not true, and you need other kind of advice. So that's what I want to dive into right now. As you're joining in, comment below if you are enjoying this, where you're tuning in from. So, and you listening to the podcast, make sure to settle in, put on your podcast belt, and let's get this freaking going. And if you want to overcome these 3 misbeliefs, you will freaking crush it. So let's dive right in with the first myth. The first myth, which is, by the way, a difficult word for me to say. Myth. Yeah, the first myth that I want to dive into is that 80-10-10 is good for muscle building and fat loss. Yo, I freaking love this topic. You guys know it. I talk about this all the time. And for people that don't know what this means, it basically means 80% your diet should be 80% carbs, 10% fats, 10% protein. A lot of people believe this to be true as vegans. And that's the first myth I want to crush. It is not the case. Yes, you guys know it. I freaking don't like 80-10-10. I don't like this kind of stuff. It's my favorite thing to talk about. Because I just want to give you 3 reasons. 3 simple reasons why I'm not a huge fan of 80-10-10. And also people who think that 80-10-10 is great for muscle building and fat loss are freaking wrong. So let's dive into the first reason. The first reason is because protein is freaking important. Like 10% protein is not enough. Studies have shown us over and over again. I'm actually wondering how are these people still spreading this message, even though studies just say something different. This protein intake was studied by so many people, so many good think people, and so many good studies out there that just show the more protein, the more quality protein you eat, the more gains you will make. That's just how it is. And the more filled up you will be as well. But that's a different reason. Also, guess what? When you're watching or listening right now on a podcast, you are someone who wants to build muscle, who is already vegan, who is already healthy, but you want to take to the next level. You want to build muscle, you want to lose the fat, and protein is number one macronutrient to do just that. Like, our muscles are made out of protein. That's just how it is. And people who are maybe sedentary and just ate junk all day and then switch to an 80-10-10 vegan diet, of course it's a good switch. Of course it's great. Like, for anyone that just eats junk all day and then switches to an 80-10-10 plant-based diet, of course it's a great switch. I don't want to bash it for that. I want to bash it for not being able to build the muscle and lose the fat with that. That's just how it is. And you people listening to this podcast and watching this live stream right now, by the way, when you're joining in, Simona, glad to see you here. Diraj as well, welcome to the live stream. You here, you want to build the muscle. You already are healthy. You want to get to the next level. That's where protein is so important. 8-10-10 is freaking bad for you. So the second reason why 8-10-10 is bad is it's low fat. It's 10% fat, which is not healthy for you, especially for women who need fat, especially for the hormone production. Of course, also men. Like, if you want to build, if you want to keep testosterone production up, you need also fat. Healthy fats, of course, and not way too much, but 10% is just way too little. And you need more than that. And it's actually absolutely needed for you to lose fat and build the muscle on your diet. And that's something you need to realize on this journey. That's why 8-10-10. The second reason why 8-10-10 is not great. The third reason is because you're actually not satisfied with your meals. This is actually the case. Like, I've talked to hundreds of people who followed the 8-10-10 diet, and they didn't feel satisfied. They ate carbs all day, fruit all day, pasta all day, whatever, and they're just not unsatisfied because carbs, at some point, of course, the high fiber carbs satisfy you, but the most filling macronutrient is protein and fats. If you focus on carbs only, this won't be satisfying for you. And especially if you are on your diet, this is bad. This is bad news for everyone that is on the diet. Why is this not working? Okay, so everyone that's on the diet right now or wants to transform their body, it is bad freaking news if you are not satisfied every single day from your meals, because you need to be full, need to feel full to build the muscle and to lose the fat. So I want to actually give an example of a client of the Academy of my coaching program, Celine, who's on here live right now. She joined just a few weeks ago and she's freaking crushing it, losing the fat and having it be effortlessly. And she even said, like, I looked at the calories the first time I saw the 1500, I was a bit scared. But the meals that I gave her, the meal plan I gave her, makes her feel so satisfied. She's enjoying the meals. She feels full after them. And that's how I do it in the academy, in my coaching program. I want you to enjoy your meals as you feel full. And that's what you will do when you are not following an 8-10-10 diet. So going back to the topic, the third reason was you're not satisfied eating so many carbs, not too much protein. So that's the first myth I want to bust. 8-10-10, freaking go away with this shit. I want to eat more protein. And you need more to really make a difference. So my advice to you, go high protein, go high carb, and you will turn into a fat burning and muscle building machine, yo. Do this and really like the exact numbers. I don't like to work with percentages. That's why I cannot give you exact numbers. I did post on Instagram about that and also podcasts. So hit me up if you want to know the exact numbers. Second myth I want to bust that vegans believe in is running is great for fat loss. Running is great for fat loss, which it is not. Running is great for weight loss. Running is great for weight loss. But guess what? The weight that you will use will not only be fat. It will also be muscle. You will lose muscle and fat, which we don't want, which would give you the skinny fat look that you want to avoid, that you have been struggling with as well. If you get the skinny fat look, if you want to get it, just do running, no other exercise. That's what will happen. You will lose a lot of weight, probably, if you run a lot. At the same time, if you don't exercise and don't eat right, you will just lose a lot of muscle and look skinny fat, look not fit at all, even though you're busting your ass off running all the time. As you're joining in on live stream, hit me with some hearts and comment below how you're enjoying it. Comment below right now, V-gains, if you are enjoying it. So that's the second myth. Running is definitely not good for fat loss. Because running just doesn't build muscle. So always combine it, right? So don't do only running. combine it with workouts so you build the muscle while losing the fat and actually do a recomposition of your body, look leaner, look more toned, look muscular. That's how you do it, not only with running, with workouts and with running and with the right diet. Awesome, that's the second myth. Simona enjoys it, heck yes, glad to see you here. The third myth I wanna bust is vegans, like a lot of the vegans believe that yoga builds muscle. Yoga builds muscle and that's what they do. They do, maybe even all of the three, they follow 8-10-10, they do running and they do yoga and they don't see results. That's just my number one thing I have observed talking with hundreds of people on the phone, on the DM, and just messaging back and forth that you struggle with these three things. Guess what? They all don't move you forward to that lean, toned, aesthetic looking physique. Lives in the house. How are you doing? That's something you need to realize. Yoga maybe builds a little bit of muscle, like stabilizing muscle. That's definitely true. And also, like, of course, if you get very advanced movements, it will build more muscle. But most of you here on this live stream and the podcast are not that advanced with yoga for actually it to be building muscle. And it will not be on the same level as workouts. Absolutely not. And also with time comparison. So maybe you say, okay, I will build muscle with yoga, but you need to do it for like years on end. For workouts, you have to do like 3 months. Of course, you also have continuously show up. But if you do it for 3 months the right way with the right strategy, and then continuing to do that, you will build muscle very quickly, very effectively instead of wasting years on yoga. You can always still combine it, okay? Combine it with strength training. Yoga and strength training is the way to go if you want to keep doing yoga. I don't want to bash on it. I would just want to bash on it for it not building muscle and giving you that toned look. Cool. That's also something I want to share. Keisha, a recent client of mine of the Academy of the Coaching Program, she actually improved her skills when it comes to yoga. She was able to do to hold the crow pose much, much longer. She was able to hold it much longer, which is a very difficult pose and like needs a lot of muscle and stability, without necessarily like practicing it every single day. She was just following my workout routine, getting stronger there, and she built the strength to do the crow pose. So strength training actually helps to do stronger poses. Same goes for Nirika, who got more flexible, she told me, after doing the workouts. So workouts are the key here, really. So the three myths were, firstly, 8-10-10 is good for muscle building and fat loss. It is not. Secondly, running is great for fat loss. It is not. It's great for weight loss. You need to combine it. And thirdly, yoga is great for building muscle, yoga builds muscle, which it doesn't really do. You need to combine it. So that's the three things I wanted to bust today. I know this may sound offensive to you, but I just want to give you the truth, the real raw truth. That's what I'm about. That's what this podcast and community is about. So let's freaking get this. If you want to get going, if you're sick of being stuck following these three things, shoot me a message on Instagram, hit the link in the podcast description to apply for my coaching, or here in the live stream as well. Hit me up if you want to apply for my coaching. Hope you guys have a great freaking day. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. We'll peace out. Hope you have an amazing journey. Keep making the vegans. We're saving the planet. Peace out. Have a good day. Bye.
Yes, yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.